I'm Catherine Lanfer, sitting in for Adore Udoji, who is on vacation. Now, John, call it the X chromosome files.
Are you familiar with the so-called X files?
I believe they have to do with unexplained phenomena.
More or less. The reason you're here, Agent Scully, is we want you to assist Mulder on these X files.
Thanks, Scully. Hey, you want unexplained phenomena? Why is there such a dearth of strong female pop culture characters on the big screen this summer? Well, we've got Rebecca Traister from Salon.com. She's joining us here in the studio to tell us that relief is on the way this weekend with the X-Files movie I Want to Believe, featuring none other than Agent Dana Scully. Rebecca?
Hi, Catherine.
Full disclosure, just how much of an X-Files geek were you when the series was on TV?
I was a big X-Files geek.
Tell me you didn't name your dog after one of the characters.
I managed to avoid naming my dog Skinner, but, you know, by a hair, really.
Yeah. Okay, hey, here's a fun fact. I just found this out today. Pamela Anderson was originally considered to play Dana Scully.
Is that true?
Hey, it's on the internet. How could it not be true?
I don't think I would have been writing my ode to Agent Scully had she been played by Pamela Anderson. It's just a guess. I don't know.
What sort of landscape for strong female characters do we have this summer on the big screen?
Oh, it's pretty grim, I think. I mean, there are the I know, it's a shock, isn't it? There are the boy movies. There's The Dark Knight and Hellboy and Iron Man.
You feeling left out, John? I'm sorry.
Is this going to be some kind of estrogen rave over women in the movies?
Should we let him into the estrogen halo? I think we should. No, come on. Come in into the estrogen halo. We welcome you. Please, come in.
I think the Hulk has an inner woman. I think. I feel his inner.
If you make a hormone joke, I am leaving the studio.
I already did.
Yeah, okay.
Way ahead of you, girl.
Well, the joke is that the girls' movie this summer was Sex and the City,
right,
which was also borrowed from television. That's pretty depressing when Hollywood has to borrow from the small screen in order to find any decent women to put on the big screen.
Yeah, but you know, I have this image. Somehow I have the feeling that you were not sitting there at midnight with a Cosmos in your thermos waiting for the big showing.
I can't imagine why you get that impression. No, it's true. I was not a Sex and the City person, but I appreciate the fact that there are a lot of people out there who were and for whom.
Oh, come on. How namby-pamby. I appreciate it.
The fact.
No, it's true. Well, at least it was a show about women. I mean, with women as the central characters. I have criticisms of Sex and the City, and in fact, one of the reasons I celebrate Scully is because she's not about Cosmos.
Right, well, let's talk
and
about
heels.
Scully. What are the Scully qualities? I mean, I think of the Avengers. I think of
she might be too young for that.
No, I know the Avengers.
Diana Rigg.
Diana Rigg.
Sure. What is the quality of Scully that you love?
Well, she's complicated. She's tough. She's smart. She's geeky. She's not all about her sex appeal, though that certainly anybody who ever watched The X-Files knows that sexual tension and sex appeal was a huge part of it. But that was not what defined her. She was allowed to ask complicated questions about religion and the kind of science fiction stuff that they were talking about the limits of belief. She was in fact, asked to grow in every episode because she was cast, quite frankly, in an initially thankless role as the skeptic, as the schoolmarm who was there to put a damper on wild, crazy Fox Mulder. But in fact,
we never see that in pop culture, do we?
Oh, no, never.
No, yeah.
But in her being allowed, in fact, by being given such a thankless role, I think she was allowed to become a much more interesting character.
Well, you make a great point about sexual tension and geekness. I mean, there is sexual tension in geekness because they aren't getting any. I mean, there's nothing worse than Sex and the City where these people are always like, they've got 10 dates.
Right.
They got to take showers in the morning. You know what I mean?
There's no
not like geeks.
You're kicked out of the estrogen halo.
There's no anticipation when everybody's having sex.
I mean,
that's the sexy thing about sexual tension. That's something that, you know, movies of the 1940s understood, and probably because of the code.
Lauren Bacall.
Exactly.
Scully of an earlier era, maybe?
I actually think that that's not a bad comparison. They're both sort of that smoldering, you know,
smart.
I think
we need to emphasize here.
They're smart. Yes.
When smart gets to be sexy, it's a good thing.
Yes. Well, Scully was both smart and sexy. I mean, she would geek out in every episode. She would drop medical terminology, scientific terminology. She was always the one who said, oh, I have to go home and, you know, work on my monograph for the, you know, for whatever medical journal she was working on.
Why is it that we have a dearth of these characters on the big screen, but when you look at the small screen, I mean, How many feature articles have there been about the fact that we have Kira Sedgwick in The Closer and Holly Hunter in Grace?
Right.
All these
and Mary Louise
heroes.
Parker and Glenn Close and all of these women who in many ways, in those cases, have aged out of Hollywood. There aren't good parts for any women over 35 in today's Hollywood. And so what do they have? They have increasingly cinematic television on cable where they can have tough, complicated characters, and people apparently don't seem to mind that they might be over the age of 43 or something.
Halle Berry in X-Men? Does that count?
To
me? Is
that
a counterexample?
I don't know. I mean, sure, it counts in that she was in the movie. Jessica Alba was in the
Fantastic Four, right.
But I do think that...
Not smart, though.
Not smart.
And a cartoon character.
Cartoon characters. And there's a significant thing that happens, I think, with somebody like Agent Scully, played by Gillian Anderson, which is that a really terrific actress was made... What convinced us that she was absolutely gorgeous. With somebody like Halle Berry or Jessica Alba, what you have is a terrifically gorgeous woman who convinces us that she's a good actress.
There's a stretch.
I mean, you know,
I wouldn't describe X-Files, though, as documentary television compared to, comic book characters. I mean, there is a certain whimsical quality to X-Files. Do you believe in unexplained phenomena?
Personally, do I believe in unexplained
phenomena? Have you been abducted?
I don't want to talk about that on air. They might come back.
How do you think she ended up here in the studio?
not that kind of abduction.
The Men in Black will come for me if I talk about it. Yeah. No, I'm not a particular.
Takeaway booking department. Yeah. The abductors.
I was just going to say.
Abductors,
we call them producers, Rebecca.
That's weird. They scared
me. All right,
me.
So let's wind this up here. What is the conclusion? Where do we go from here vis-a-vis geeky, smart, sexy characters in the movie?
We go to see the few movies that have those characters in them. We send a message to Hollywood that we like those characters and that we're willing to pay to see them. And that's the thing that really works in Hollywood.
Money.
And you're going to see it. X-Files opens tomorrow, right?
X-Files opens on Friday. And yes, I will go to see it. I haven't seen it yet. I will go to see it. And if it's good, I'll go to see it again. Again, money, ticket sales, anything that people pay for, Hollywood will make again and again and again.
All right. Phenomena explained.
Yeah, partially. Thank you, Rebecca. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Rebecca Traister, writer for Salon.com.
Estrogen rave. I love estrogen rave. We're talking presidential candidates today. We're talking geeks in the movies, big screen or little screen. Senator McCain is in Ohio to talk to voters. Senator Barack Obama is in Berlin to talk to Germans. The question on everyone's mind, is the media in the tank? With Senator Obama, Jay wrote to our website, given the polls, I think the media correctly see Obama as the likely next president of the United States and are treating him accordingly. They're not in the tank, but rather in the know. We're a part of the vast conspiracy.
Mm-hmm.
Catherine?
Also in today's conversation, what you should know about caring for an elderly parent, a bit of debate over Pakistan terror funding. A Starbucks closes and devastates a Chicago community. No, seriously.
Not quite.
But it isn't like clapping your hands for Tinkerbell and the Starbucks comes back. And a new X-Files. That's right, Billy Goat. A new X-Files movie opens this weekend. Do you believe still?
If you missed anything in today's program, you can catch up with us on iTunes and Friend Feed, or sign up to be abducted.
Or you can sign up for our weekly email newsletter. It's all at www.thetakeaway.org. I'm Catherine Lanfer, in for Adora Udoji.
And I'm John Hockenberry. I yearn to be abducted, but no one will abduct me.
Yeah,
I don't have ramps on.
I let you into the
saucers.
Estrogen halo, yeah. And all you can do is whine about how you weren't abducted.
You don't
what
have
do
the
you
key
want?
To the estrogen halo.
Uh-huh. You're locked out. You're gone, mister.
No, I got it a
next
long time
hour.
Ago.
Uh-huh.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.